Hello and welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lowest Effect. My name is Alisa. See, she is unmuted. Hold on.
Muted. Hello.
There
my
you
lane
go.
Is unmuted. Hi, I'm Liz.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, so I'm glad that I go on the show the old-fashioned way through a landline because our internet's down.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I will deal with it when we're done with the show. But, yeah, the good news is that I have no reason to wake up my son to log on. I already texted his advisor and the attendance department. Yeah, it might be my whole building that's out.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah,
wow.
I don't know. Yeah, so... And thank goodness for your phone, you can email if need be. But that's going to impact the work day. So who knows what's going to happen. But
oh, my gosh.
What's good is, thank goodness, I have no Zoom things scheduled. And I still could have done that on my phone if need be, but I don't have any professional Zoom things scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Just go with the flow of that. And, you know, with the law of averages, it's bound to happen. We're online more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little curveball. And I may need to let the plumber in. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens during this hour. Because it's always something. Always something. Have a clock sync. Anyway.
Oh.
Other things. Anyway, just another day in the life. So, yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I, you know, now that the full moon is kind of past it's done its thing, I think.
Girl.
I took naps in the middle of the day because, you know, just bad sleep, you know, just could not
get
to bed at a decent hour, stay asleep. Even, you know, like
That's
I'd nap for like 3 hours and then I'd wake up in the middle of the night and have to try to get back to sleep again. So during the day I've just been wiped out. Like, okay, I got to eat a meal. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't think that salad was going to put me under, but I am apparently, you know, my body's
that
like, you need
lettuce
to sleep
kicked
now.
My ass.
Right.
Right.
So I did that yesterday and I got adjusted yesterday too, which was great.
Oh, that's great.
And then, you know, had a salad and I could not keep my eyes open. So I did go and you know, my aunt's like, well, just nap for like 30 minutes. I'm like, I've never really been able to nap for 30 minutes. And I don't, even if I set my alarm, I end up waking up angry because I'm like, why did you wake me up? So,
oh, that's so funny.
I just slept and I thought, oh man, I took a pretty long nap today. I need to make sure I don't stay up till all hours. And fortunately, I was able to go to bed at a fairly decent hour. Still woke up in the middle of the night, but, you know, put the meditations back on, went back to sleep. So it's been I'm kind of glad the full moon is out of the way.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely.
But,
I was just like you. Yeah, it was an exhausting day. So go ahead.
No, so that's been about it. I mean, I've still been able to do my work and I'm trying to like get rid of stuff, like organize and get rid of stuff, do a little bit more tidying up than I have been. These meditations have been really good for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, they help. Cannot live without the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can totally relate. I was really moving slow. The weather was really beautiful, so I did meet up with a friend, and we took a massive walk, and that really, really helped. And from having fragmented sleep and craziness, which tends to be the norm, it was just great to be so tired that I could barely keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Yes. And and I didn't wake up in the middle of the night. Woke up and went back to sleep about 6, and then woke up at my like usual time when it's a show day, which is 7:30, 7:45-ish. And then feeling semi-normal today. I was completely unrested and sort of out of my body yesterday. And just with that, what we talked about, like on the show,
mm-hmm.
Just that epiphany that came so strongly, I think as a result of like the massive energy of the full moon, and then the connection that I made to like, you know, sexual abuse, but in a way that was very peaceful, in a way that was very compassionate, in a way mm-hmm. that was very liberating, and I just want to shout out Jen, Amish comedian. I'm not going to say what she said in the email, but she wrote me a personal email that really was very supportive and relatable.
Oh.
So So shout out. And and she's like, let it go. I'm like, absolutely. It's there's nothing left to hold on to. And that's the good news. When you didn't even know that there was something that you were holding on to, but there was obviously something that was informing your relationship to yourself your whole life.
Right.
And then when you get that missing puzzle piece, wow. Okay. That's incredibly liberating. So, I'm not mad at any of this. Is it comfortable? No, not always.
Mm-hmm.
Do I wish I had other freedoms to just focus on this? Sure. But if that's the case, which it is not, having responsibilities and people that I live with and everything else, and obligations, you find those moments where you can just devote that to your relationship with yourself and your self-care. But to find the missing link, to identify that already cuts the whole thing in half.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not traumatized by this. I'm not upset by this. I'm actually empowered by it. I feel so much lighter, which is interesting. And then all at the same time with all of this, which is it's breathtaking, literally breathtaking. So I had a very on a Tuesday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't seen my special friend, mommy's friend. Mommy has a friend. I haven't seen my special friend in about 3 weeks or so. It was a long time. So I was just going to meet up with him, you know, at his apartment, and then, you know, take it from there. And what was so amazing, he buzzes me in, the door is slightly ajar, and because I'm not like this little delicate little dove that's going to, hi, thanks, yeah, it's good to see you. No, that's not me. So I go in, and I say something stupid to be funny. So my joke is like, you know, you get arrested by the police, but you're drunk. You don't say officer, or your little hood. You don't say officer. You say ossifer. Ossifer, I don't do nothing. Ossifer. Okay, so that's my little joke, right? So I walk in. They go, ossifer, really loud. He's on the phone. I cower like, oh, shit, sorry. I cower like, okay. I hope it's not a work call. I hope it's not his ex-wife. Okay, whatever. So I cower. He's still technically married, but not my problem. Anyway, so I cower, and it's funny, and so I'm, you know, very respectfully letting him be on this phone call, and I'm, like, you know, checking my messages or whatever. And then I hear him say things like, well, she's right here. I could ask her right now. I'm thinking, what?
Oh.
Who's this? Excuse me. I'm the only her in space right now. Okay. It turned out, this was so amazing, that he was on the phone with a friend of his that he's known since high school. Because when I had told him that one of the many things on my plate is to help Jeremiah, my youngest son, who's adopted, to help him look for his biological family, because that's where he is right now. Mm-hmm. Usually, I it's records and all of that. You can get those records when you're 18. He's not 18. He's turning 16. So it's not impossible, but it's daunting. And I also told him that I had been in touch with a private investigator based in Kansas City, and I was about to fill out the paperwork, but then my mother had her heart attack in February, and I'm now revisiting this now that my mom's a bit more stable. And he said, I actually know someone that can help you. So he said this to me a couple of weeks ago, and I had texted him the other day all the details, which are very few, that I have had burned into my brain when I looked at a document that was supposed to be totally blacked out, and a lot of the information was, but there were some that wasn't blacked out. So I had these fragments that a PI or some sort of investigator could use to start finding leads. So it turns out the friend that he was on the phone with, as I did not gracefully stumble into his apartment, happens to be a U.S. federal marshal who on the side helps adoptees look for their biological family.
Oh.
So when you have that expression, you know, you need something done, you're like, I know a guy? Well, I know a guy who knows a guy. And I think it's so amazing that this person who I've reconnected with after decades, that I don't know what's happening, but this is turning into something substantial, just in terms of depth. And so he's facilitated this conversation. His friend had some questions that he relayed to me. And then he said, okay, that he was going to get on it. He knew it was special because our mutual friend is special to him, right? He doesn't know me, but because I know who I'm seeing right now, okay, that's amazing. So then we had fun. I drank a little bit more than I should have. Doesn't matter. Great time. Stumble home. Yay, yay, yay. And so between that, the full moon, and then just thinking like, wow, that to walk into that, and there was such kindness and such serious intent with asking these questions and getting the ball rolling. And then yesterday afternoon, in the middle of my massive walk with my friend, and at that point we had sat down at a cafe just to take a little breather, and I see that there's a message that's from him that says, can you talk? I have some information for you.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh. So, and of course, who I was with is one of my closest friends. So I'm like, I'm going to make this call because this is about Jeremiah's adoption. So we spoke briefly. And again, I'm so touched that such attention, such serious and noble attention is being put on this situation. So I was explained a few things that I could go to the, his friend actually called the adoption agency and spoke on my behalf, which is insane, which is so kind and generous and amazing. And so they basically explained what we already know, that by law, he can have access to all of his records at 18. The records are sealed because it is a closed adoption, and it's always the birth mother that calls the shots, clearly. So she didn't pick us as a family. The social worker picked us as a family, and I'm so glad they did. And what I could do, and I'm thinking about this, I haven't made any decisions yet, what I could do is I could call the adoption agency and state my case and speak as an advocate and on behalf of my child that this is what he needs, we need this information, and for a fee, they could surrender the records early.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an adoption reunion registry, which I heard of, but I never followed up on, so to be reminded of that, because Jeremiah does have two siblings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I thought that they might have been full siblings, but it looks like they're not full siblings. But it looks like this guy found his birth father already.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to be Dora the Explorer. Now, and I'm like, and I have no internet today. Right. So I don't know how far I'm going to get, and it's not like I'm in a rush or whatever. And Jeremiah knows because I give him information every step of the way with what's happening. But I think it's great that mom's friend, is the catalyst to get some answers and trustworthy answers.
Right.
I don't know from a private investigator in Kansas City, although she sounds amazing in the testimonials, and she would have been the person, and who knows what that would have cost. Probably would have been thousands. But, you know, as a mom, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. So to have this much access and information in 24 hours is astounding. So that's pretty remarkable that this journey is taking place. But, yeah, I think it's interesting. My internet is down, and I don't know why.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot that's going on. Stuff is in motion. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting with the internet being out, but that's temporary. And maybe that'll to focus on some other stuff that probably needs your attention anyway.
Exactly. It's fine. We have to freestyle this life with every curveball that we get. It's all one big freestyle. Yeah, I mean, we just have to deal with things as they and to that point, yeah, it's fine. It is what it is. And look, like I said before, I'm not in a panic that I have to reschedule something that was going to, warrant a paycheck. That's not today, fortunately. So I can work around, and listen, if I have to email somebody, I can do it on my phone, but I don't have to, get into any crazy internet activity. It's everything's okay. So yeah, it's going with the flow, and it's fine, and that's what this time of COVID and transitioning and all of that, it's about what's happening right now and how do we navigate through that.
Mm-hmm.
I have an older sister who has not been directly involved with my mother's care because she's not here, obviously, and just me and my other sister who's a year older than I, that we're managing, we're making it work. I'm making it as pleasant as possible. And my older sister sent us an email. So what's the long-term plan? I don't want to say bitch. I don't. The short-term plan is I'm going to call you a bitch. No. Because this can't be sustainable. Well, we are sustaining it. It really isn't a big deal because my mother is doing really well physically. She just needs to be checked in on once a day to make sure that her medication is good and she's pretty much self-sufficient and to, just tidy up a little bit.
Right.
And, I make it pleasant. I'm in and out in an hour. It's a focused, quality-filled hour. I look at it as a job. It's my job that I share with my sister.
Right.
you know. So I don't know what she's talking about, like long-term plan. I don't know. Let's see when the next medical emergency happens, you know, God forbid, and we take it from there. I mean, what am I supposed to say to that? You know?
Yeah.
But she's always been a chronic planner. You know, that's like her security blanket. You know, yeah, it's wonderful to plan and to be organized and to be proactive and to be very aware of checking things off of your list in real time. But at the same token, I mean, if these 14 months haven't taught us to be reflective and present, what's going to take, what is it that's going to take us to that place?
Right.
So for right now, it's like it's working, and then when it doesn't work, we'll figure it out.
I mean, that really is the best you can do. I mean,
yeah.
You have to be adaptable. You have to pay attention to just how things are going day by day. And
that's it. I can't have no long-term plan. I don't know.
Right.
I can't. Yeah, life doesn't work like that. Yeah. Apparently, I mean, it's full of amazing surprises, you know, and even the surprises that, you know, may not be joyful and amazing, but they could be profound and healing,
mm-hmm.
like the sexual mm-hmm. abuse component, like all of that, like just being this huge, illuminating moment that actually solved this whole lifelong mystery of, well, my goodness, if those things happen, and I don't feel like a victim at all, I feel empowered. If those things happened preschool, then of course, look at how well I managed without knowing that I needed to manage.
Right.
Like I functioned, like I high functioning, but now it makes so much sense that I've been so clear about boundaries, so clear mm-hmm. about taking advantage of this reset, considering what I need, but now there's such refined clarity. Oh, okay. So there's a whole new fresh perspective replacing what I was doing to manage and get through and not merely survive but thrive.
Right.
So it's exciting, like if I was able to let that go and say thank you, wow, you can go now, to have it replaced with this lightness of being and being so present, I want to stay here. I don't want to think about long-term plans.
Right.
I want to stay right here because this is so new to have that this part of my brain understand. That's huge, you know? And there's a lot of fish to fry. I got to make sure, you know, that my kids are good and particularly the younger one, because he's still school age. The older one, he's a grown man, but he's still in my household and very much has other types of needs for me to attend to, happily, gladly, whatever. But, yeah, I can't think about long-term plans. But, I'm so touched that this person who's newly back in my life, who I've known so well at a certain stage, and now getting to know at this stage, it's crazy because there's this gap. And it doesn't feel like it's a gap that needs to be filled, but it's the comfort and the bonding of the past and the discovery of the present.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now beginning to sink in a more holistic kind of way as opposed to a fragmented way. I'm going to be very honest. It felt a little fragmented to me. I wasn't thinking about those times And with trauma, and of course, you know, for other reasons, I had a PTSD diagnosis, that memories before that event, and that event happened when I was 33, when my daughter died, memories from before that have been very skewed.
Mm.
You know, I would look at pictures of myself before that happened and not recognize myself. I mean, that was in the beginning. Now it's totally different because that was ages ago. But it's now certain snippets of memories from when he and I used to hang out are beginning to come back. And what's crazy about him, he really has an amazing mind. He has a photographic memory, which I didn't know. So he's remembering. He goes, you know, you had that freckle over there. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
Yeah. Excuse me, what? And then I remembered a memory where the two of us on our index finger both had, and it's funny, both had like a little freckle, a little mole, and it faded for both of us. It both went away, but we both remembered that. Like, it's weak. Like, it's just, I'm like, what is this with the photographic memory? I'm like, hello? Yeah, photographic memory.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, scary. Like, he'll remember conversations. Like, I got a text early on, and he quoted a conversation that we had over 30 years ago.
Man.
That brain. He got that brain. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a self-proclaimed sapiosexual, which is all about the brain. Overlooked. You know, although he's not bad looking, but that's not the point. But anyway, so there's a lot of moving parts. So yeah, not thinking about long-term plans. No. And it's interesting because my mother loves nature, has been in New York most of her life, and it would be really beautiful. And this is just a thought. I don't even think I would share this with my siblings right now. It would be really beautiful if my mom could finish out her days in Vermont, actually, and just to be around nature.
I mean,
I don't have the type of siblings, and my mother's very resistant to change, which is heartbreaking because I'm so the opposite. She would never go for it. But that would be, that's what I would like for her, you know. And my sister does have a guest room. She could hire somebody to, you know, to look in on my mom with the money that my mother would save on rent. And it would just be beautiful to be in a place that has such a different vibe than New York and that just have some exposure to nature. My mother is sad. She's living like she's living in a nursing home. She lives
right.
in a recliner. That's it. That's why I can't really stay. It's a really full, wonderful, lovely, joyful hour, and I make joyful conversation and talk to her like a peer. I mean, she's still very much with it. The memory is totally shot, but the short-term memory particularly, she does forget to take her medicine, which isn't good, but she's still very, very, very high-functioning. She's not bedridden. She's not incontinent. Like, we're very, very, very fortunate. She always looks great and put together, but it's a limited existence, but it's of her choosing. So who am I to judge? But doesn't even pull the curtains to let the sunlight in, you know? Oh, I don't have to wake him up. Okay, so let me, that's great. Because the internet's down. Yeah, but
would she? I mean, maybe not to make a plan to move her, obviously, but I mean, would it be a good idea to bring her even for a weekend to Vermont to visit your sister? So
she's
your sister
so
will then.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Actually, go ahead.
Because then your sister will have a better idea of, like,
right.
you know, she can then see what's happening because you and your other sister have been working with this the whole time.
And I can tell you exactly how that's going to go. How that's going to go is I don't want to be in the car for that long. She doesn't even want to go outside.
Mm.
Like for her vaccine, my sister's waiting to schedule someone to give it to her in the home. So she will only go outside for like a doctor's appointment, and she's even turned down three of those. So I managed to take her to one. She has another appointment, I think, next week. And I've designated myself to be the person to take her. It's too hard for my sister. So I guess because I'm a mom, I know how to just, okay, let's just take care of business. And I'm not going to walk around eggshells with my mother. We're just going to take care of what we need to take care of. And I'm going to be the comic relief. It's a different vibe with my sister, and it's too stressful for her. No, I that sounds so reasonable and so perfect, and so she's not going to go for any of it. I can tell you that right now.
Mm.
Yeah, we just have to maintain her on her terms. I'll tell you that right now.
It's hard.
So she could be a little bit of a thug. She could be. I got my thuggery from her. She could be a little bit of a thug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very stubborn. Very, very resistant. And it's interesting because she has a side of her that I have, used to be very adventurous for her. But I remember I took her to Paris right before we adopted Jeremiah because I knew once I was going to have a newborn, I was going to be on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we spent a week in Paris. And there were a couple things that she just didn't want to do. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, can I sneak out in the middle of the night? So it was just, so she did the thing she wanted to do. And there were other things like the glass bottom boats and the CN. Nope. And I'm like, I had the tickets. And there was something else. I don't remember what it was. I mean, but at least we went to Versailles. We did walk around. We went to the Louvre. She didn't want to go inside. I'm like, what?
Wow. Okay.
But we
okay.
went to Yorsay. So it's weird. So it's just, okay.
Okay.
Okay, girl. All right, girl.
She wanted that museum, not the other museum.
And then when we went to Spain, which we did a few years before that, we went to Madrid. We did a lot of touristy things, and then there were a couple things. She's like, no, I'll just get a postcard and say that I went. I'm like, okay, neurotic. okay. But it must come from, listen, I get it. It must come from she had a really tragic childhood. She really, my stuff is a walk in the park compared to what she went through. So I get it. And she's not going to have missing piece epiphanies and revelations, when she's meditating after the full moon. She's not wired like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we're going to have to just follow her lead on this, which is heartbreaking, but, not my life.
Right.
Yeah, not my life. So... I don't know. Yeah. And the freedom that came in with all those revelations, like there's so much resistance. And the freedom is so much, eclipses the resistance. What are we resisting against if all we have is right now? And life will tell us on a need-to-know basis. Right now, my sister and I just have to keep doing what we're doing, like looking out for mom, alternating days. It's manageable. And I'm thinking, girl, what are you doing? Hello? It's like, I don't know how much time she spends with her, but it's not like my mother says, oh, please stay. She's like, thank you so much. See you tomorrow. I'm like, okay, bye.
Right.
It's not like I'm sneaking out. Although when she has napped, I have snuck out once or twice. Because she's nappy. What am I going to do? So, It's manageable. I don't know. I mean, if I can manage it, she can. I know I got a lot more going on than she does. So, yeah, but there's a saying, if you want something done, give it to a mother. I don't know. Interesting.
Y'all are used to multitasking and just taking
right.
it. You know, like,
managing
okay, I guess
time.
I'll do it.
Yeah, and I really love the art of time management. It's an art. And the spaciousness and the freedom that comes with it. And then you can look at 5 minutes and think, that's a lot of time.
Mm.
You know, if you try to meditate for 5 minutes, it's a lot of time. So, very interesting. And another cool thing that with New York, I don't know how it's going to play out entirely, but there was a notification that if you're fully vaccinated and you're outside and it's not crowded and it's not an event, a ticketed event or scheduled event, you can walk around without your mask.
Mm.
So I actually did that for the first time yesterday. I mean, I had it, like, on my hand, so people like, don't jump me. Don't shoot me. I have my mask.
Right.
I'm fully vaccinated. Thank you. Yeah. I saw a few people doing that. But what's great, I saw a lot of people masked, too. But, yeah, I think we're beginning to see a pinhole of light at the end of the tunnel, just a pinhole.
Yeah, there was talk I saw happened to catch on the midday news, local news, that at least this is for the mayor of Atlanta. So we don't live in Atlanta proper, but that she was looking at allowing people to go unmasked if it's at a, you know, an event with less than a certain amount of people, like a maximum number of people. And what that means is that there are a lot of plans then for people to, you know, have permits for a certain size gathering, you know, or event. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know if it's official or if, like, they put it out there and you know, they're entertaining these permits on the hopes that it'll go through and everything is good. And, yes, we
right.
do it that way. So it's interesting. And, in fact, I just got an email this morning from a tour that's happening on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you know, well, you know, is the driver fully vaccinated? Because everybody in our group is, you know, and their family, they don't all live together. But apparently one of her, I guess it's her son, had been kind of kept away because he had COVID.
Oh, wow.
And for like, you know, so she hadn't seen him for like a year and a half. And they're all,
oh, God.
You know, now they're all coming in this weekend. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we'd prefer not to wear masks in the vehicle, if we can, because
mm-hmm.
like we've done our, you know, we've done our full
their due
vaccinations
diligence,
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
uh-huh.
I know the driver that I've assigned to them is fully vaccinated. She's been vaccinated for a while.
Oh, good.
So I just sent it to the driver to see, just to say, you know, this is what they're asking. You let me know the comfort level. If you're good with that,
that's
I'll
great.
Let them know.
Good.
So, you know, if you need proof of that, I don't know. Which, you know, I mean, usually the drivers will work it out, you know, when they're there. But for her to tell me, you know, and not many people say that. Like, not many people say, oh, yeah, we're all fully vaccinated, you know, in advance because, you know, they've read through everything that I've sent them. So
right.
I appreciate, one, that she's read everything and
right.
that, you know, she's at least – you know, full disclosure, we've all been vaccinated. So I figure I'll leave it up to the driver, but hopefully I can get some feedback before their tour on Saturday. And if that's
wow.
the case, I mean, honestly, it may be that the driver decides to still keep a mask on. But
right.
But if the driver's okay with everybody else being unmasked, then that's fine too.
Right. Right. Right, and it really is the honor system. So how honorable is that? I'm not talking about with the tour, but with this notification for New York, people can just say that or whatever. But look, it's fine. It's a step in a brighter direction. And then I believe they're going to eliminate the restaurant curfews pretty soon.
Mm.
So places that used to be open to like 2 in the morning, or in New York, bars are open till 4 a.m., which is insane.
Mm.
So, hello, going back to that, and I even read something that very soon you could even like sit at a bar. So I don't know what's going on, but places are, and New York had been so conservative, but then there's also a huge revelation of, with the two-step vaccine, we were lucky because we did the Johnson & Johnson, that a lot of people are not opting for their second dose.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what that's about. But we'll see. I guess we have to see how we get through this. Look, with the Spanish flu, which did not have the technology and the medicine that we have today, didn't the Spanish flu last around the same amount of time? Like, how much further are we than the Spanish flu? Not by much.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and how did that resolve itself? Just herd immunity?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know, girl. I don't know what happened. We weren't there for that. We're here for this.
At least not in this form. Don't know, maybe.
Don't know if the past
life was spent in that time period.
Maybe.
But,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So nice we had to do it twice. I don't know. Yeah. But what I do know for sure is that there's no such thing as going back 100% to normal. That's like the difference between, you know, AD and BC.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way. It's going to be very interesting to see what things are going to look like in the not too distant future.
Well, and all the talk about getting the shot or having getting COVID, it's really one of Anna's close friends. She's in her mid 70s. She did not get the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was just like, she just didn't think she was going to get it, or just, you know. I'm not sure if she was, or if she was on the fence, but she ended up testing positive for COVID the other day. She wasn't feeling well. She wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And just thought, this is not right. So she went and got a rapid test.
Oh,
so,
God.
Anna told me this yesterday. Now, Anna spends a lot of time with her.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, I think I know who it is. Yeah,
but both Anna and Amy are fully vaccinated. So
they are. Oh, that's great.
But I said, you know what? It may
get
be
tested.
Smart. Go ahead and get tested.
Yeah, get tested.
You know, especially if you two are going to be kind of the primary caretaker for her while she gets through this.
Oh.
You know, then go ahead and get tested.
Get tested. Yeah, absolutely.
And that way, you know, you're doing your safeguard. She's like, well, you know, Amy's like cleaning everything down. I said, I know, I'm sure she is.
You know? Right. Yeah, we know Amy.
And that'll be really helpful. So it was really sad news to hear.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
But hopefully this person will do what needs to be done. She tends to not have the best habits for her own health, you know, for eating and stuff like that.
Right.
But maybe this is the kick in the pants to to do what she needs to do. And they really spent a lot of time together recently. Like, they all traveled. I'm like, you guys, like a road trip to North Carolina. I'm like, you need to go ahead and get tested.
Get tested.
Go ahead and get
tested.
Who
knows where she got it from? You just don't know.
I mean, and she did wear masks, but she had not gotten the vaccine.
So she wasn't, she probably protected others, but she wasn't protected.
Right.
Right. Right. Oh my God. Oh, well, I hope she gets through this.
Yeah, so send good vibes to our friend.
Yeah.
Her name is Gloria.
Yeah.
Our friend Gloria.
That's who I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. GP.
Yeah, so that changes a lot. She normally runs the big psychic fair.
Oh, wow.
That happens the first weekend of every month. So I was going to go this weekend. And that was canceled, obviously.
Sure. Of course.
So hopefully, I don't know how long it's going to take for her to get through. For some people, it's taken a long time, to work through it. And for others, it's like, well, it took like 3 weeks. But, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, she's in very good hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, let's just take a breath and just some intention for her. So we could just, anyone who's listening live or remotely, just take a deep breath. Just beautiful gold and pink light. For Miss Gloria. You got this, girl. She's tough. She's scrappy.
Oh, she is.
I don't know her, but I pick up on her energy. She was a Marine in a past life. She was, yeah. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but I just, yeah. She'll get through this, but there's a vulnerability that maybe hasn't been front and center.
Mm.
And so she's very vulnerable right now.
Yeah.
And vulnerability does not mean weak. It actually means strength.
Mm-hmm.
My best to those guys.
Thank you.
Of course. No, it's important. Speaking of recovery, how's your mom recovering?
I haven't talked to her since Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think no news is good news.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I'm all about, especially these days, I'm all about no news is good news. All about it. All about it. Wearing pins on needles every day about everything.
My parents tend to be like that. Honestly, even when I left for school, we were pretty good about keeping in touch like once a week.
Right.
Like every Sunday I do a call, and we just catch up. I was never one that called every day.
Right.
I know quite a few people who are like, I talk to my parents every day. I call my mom every day.
Like,
I don't know what we talk about.
I visit my mother like every other day, and it's like, right. But she doesn't remember, so I recycle.
And there's that. Yeah. So I figure, okay, well, I have arranged things that I may be able to make it home for Mother's Day instead of driving a tour. I think I have it that I can do that. So maybe I can spend some time.
Oh, that's so nice. That's a great idea.
Because what I was going to plan on doing was go during the week and just spend, however much time I could during the week and get home for the weekend and for when my work really has to happen. So I maybe, if I can work it out that way, I'm going to try to do a few days in Charleston. And this is interesting because with my parents, especially with one of them, just kind of in recuperation and recovery, I have to plan it so that my presence isn't in the way of them doing what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, you want people to help, and then you got to figure, then we got to figure out where you're going to stay, and we got to get the house ready. I'm like, no. I almost can't tell them that I'm coming, but
right.
Because I don't need them to.
Yeah, you don't
like,
want her to think about right
hustling
about
around.
Well,
we got to do this and this and this. It's not meant to put more stress on them. It's to help
Correct.
Them. So,
right.
So we'll see what I can figure out. I do want to visit them. I've got friends that want me to come visit as well, that they don't live in that state. They live in a different state. Oh, you should come up. And there's an invitation to spend time in this, they bought a new house and all that. I'm like, Yeah, you're not the top priority. Like, I do want to visit you guys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And that's about the same amount of time in the car as it would be to visit my parents.
Right.
So I'm like, no, I do want to see my folks and my aunt. So I've got some relatives, and along the way I can visit another, you know, my aunt, my mom's sister, who's like in her mid-90s.
Oh, wow. God bless.
You know, visit her and my cousin, mm-hmm. and just, you know, just try to touch base. I tend to do that if I'm driving through and I've planned it out where I can spend time and hit it right where, you know, I don't want to show up with my aunt who's just there alone. I need to be there with my cousin. My aunt is, she can't really hear that well. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and she's just sweet as pie, just the sweetest, sweetest, sweetest woman. But she can't hear anything. So,
right.
That's awkward and uncomfortable. I'm trying to figure it out so I can do that and, you know, try to hit all the different people that I need to visit and spend some good time with and just check in. I'm sure my cousin who's been, you know, taking care of her mother now for, 4-5 years.
Wow.
And she, you know, my aunt lives in the same house, but you know she's in her mid-90s and can't hear, not all there all the time.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
So, you know, I'm sure it's taking a toll on my cousin and her husband. So, well, you know, just kind of checking on her and see how she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the talk about just helping out and doing what you can when people are getting older and you know, the health is in some areas really good. And in some areas, you know,
exactly.
It's just starting to slip. I mean, that's a hard thing to witness. I knew that.
It really is.
A while back, you know, just seeing my parents physically get older.
Right.
And where they, you know, I can't do that now. Or it's, you know, it's too much to do.
Right.
Those kinds of excursions or, you know, we're not going to be walking this way. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It's a little sobering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, but, you know, I'm also like, as you can well imagine, I'm paying attention and a lot of it, at least from my perspective is, you know, how they are talking about themselves and,
mm-hmm.
That's, sort of acceptance of, well, we're just getting older and that's all there is to it.
Right.
But very little, I guess very little hope or.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like resignation.
It is resignation and it's sort of like, it's just mimicking what they've seen everyone else do.
I know, but to their credit though, the fact that your father still wants to travel the world and that your mother, you know, my mother should have gotten a knee replacement, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever.
Mm.
So the fact the fact that they're still poised. I mean, my mother basically has resigned herself to just live in her recliner. Like her studio apartment's a nursing home now. And my sister and I are the nurses. Thank you. Hello. So to your parents' credit, you know, wouldn't even propose my mother spending the weekend in Vermont with my sister because I know she would never go for it.
Right.
Yeah. She would say something like, "Oh, that's a terrible idea." Thank you. That's a ridiculous. Okay, thank you. So, all right, girl. That's okay. You all right? Okay.
Mm.
But there's only so much I can devote and do.
Sure.
Because you're giving me very little to work with, so. We just want to keep you comfortable and stable and healthy. What else am I, in between doctor's appointments? I don't know. What else am I going to do?
Right.
Yeah, you don't even want to go outside to, you know, stand in the sun for 5 minutes. Okay.
Hmm.
All right. It's free will.
Right.
Free will. So, and I'm going to respect that. You know, I don't have to agree with it.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but it just gives you pause about, again, the immediacy and the freedom of being here right now.
Yeah.
And living here. Yeah. But the resignation part of it is deep.
And you know, it's just little things, but it's like the same thing when people say what they think is fairly harmless stuff, like, "Oh, I'm an idiot," you know, after a while, say
right.
that for 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
That's right. Exactly. Right.
And it starts to sink in.
Right. So, yeah. So most of my life, I've so devalued myself. I didn't it was just how I always lived. I wouldn't present that, but that would be like at the core.
Mm-hmm.
So to be open and present, to understand the wisdom and where that came from, so that I can look at the other side of that, that's called not being resigned. That's called being open. But one thing I do want to mention, because we're going toward the end of the show, your birthday is this Saturday.
It is.
Happy birthday.
Thank
you. So
just
on the air, and we can talk about it on Tuesday, but it's an important, special, fabulous birthday. And do you have any idea what might happen on Saturday, or you're just going to see how it unfolds?
I'm just going to see how it unfolds. I mean,
oh, that's great.
I've got my usual group of friends. I have another friend whose birthday is the same day.
Oh, nice.
He's like, I don't know how many years younger. Like, you know, 7, 8 years, 9 years younger, whatever. So he's, we always try to be very respectful of not taking away from that, you know, like it's your day too.
Right.
You know, we all happen to be really good friends, so that's not a problem.
That's wonderful.
I'm really good. You know, Anna's like, you know, based on how the testing goes, you know, she's like, I definitely want to spend time with you. I'm like, that's fine, I'm totally fine. I'm good with you know, whatever unfolds, should be fine. And I know I've got a massage on Monday, so that's, I'm looking forward to that. So.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm just going to enjoy and be at peace, I guess, is the best way to put it. I have a feeling I'll see some friends, but again,
we'll see what happens. It's a pandemic.
No pressure.
Yeah.
I can't I'll see everybody I can. Like,
and this is your second pandemic birthday. We're all going to have our second pandemic birthday coming up. Isn't it insane?
Right.
Unbelievable. Here we go again. Right. So much has happened in a year.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, and just to let our listeners know that your very special birthday is this Saturday, the day after tomorrow. And whatever you do, I know it's going to be just exactly what it needs to be. So,
yeah.
Happy birthday, my wonderful, clever, nerdy friend. And you go into a 7? No.
A 2.
I'm going into a 7. You're going into a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's exciting. So, yay. So whatever. Yeah, that's, every number is exciting. So whatever you know. Who knows? I mean, that's partnerships and cooperate. Who knows? You know.
Who knows?
Who knows? You know where my money's been on for a few years. Hello. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, just wishing you that you feel great that day and that it's just unfolds in a lovely way and that it's a fun celebration, and I'm certainly there in spirit. So happy birthday to you. Yes. Yeah, so, on that note, if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Happy birthday, girl.
Thank you. Love y'all. Bye.
Tell me something.